Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Tonight we are talking about how to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which we all know that the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah is the days to prepare ourselves for Teshuvah. There's something interesting about Rosh Hashanah that all the other Chagim, all the other holidays we don't have, which is we have to prepare ourselves 30 to 40 days before the Chag. You don't build Sukkah 30 days before the Chag. You don't buy Matzah 30 days before the Chag. You don't light Hanukkah candles 30 days before. There's no other holiday that you have to have so much preparation like when we do for Rosh Hashanah. Sephardim, they say Selechot. Ashkenazim, they blow Shofar. Everybody in different ways, they have a way to make preparation for the Chag. Why is it? Why is Rosh Hashanah is such an unbelievable holiday that we have to make preparation and prepare ourselves to go through the Yom Hadin? The emet is that this is introduction. The truth is that Rosh Hashanah, we are not preparing for Rosh Hashanah. The holiday of Rosh Hashanah is not, this is not, the preparation is not for Rosh Hashanah, is not for the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. The preparation is, when we do preparation, the preparation is how to do Teshuvah. This is what the preparation is for. The preparation is what should we do, how should we do Teshuvah. So what I want to talk about tonight, so I want to give a few ideas how a person should prepare themselves, how the preparation should be, and what is our goal. What do we want to accomplish when we go on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What do we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we want to accomplish the goal? And what steps do we need to take in order to accomplish the goal that we want to get from Hashem? So I want to give you a few different ideas. First of all, there is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Sechet Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalayim Sechet Rosh Hashanah, said, Eizo Uma Ke Uma Zo Yodad Efyo Shem Elokeha. Who is like this nation? The Gemara said that this nation, they know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. How? Shebimnago Shel Olam Adam Sheesh Lo Din Lovesh Shechorim Umitatef Shechorim Umagadel Se'aro Ven Chodek Sepor Nav. If somebody is going through in front of a judge and they are supposed to get judged, they dress like a avel, like a mourner, right? They dress black, they don't shave, they have their hair grow up, they don't cut their nails. Lemishenoidachet said, you know, because they don't know what's going to happen to them. Aval Israel enamken, the Gemara says, but Jews are not like that. Ela lofshim levanim, umitatef levanim, saperim vegozizim zipornehem, veochlim veshotim usamechim berosh Hashanah. So but the Jews, how do they go through Yom Adin? They have a day of judgment. How do they go through it? They get dressed properly, they take a haircut, they shave, they cut their nails, they put beautiful clothing on. What kind of a Yom Adin is that? Who goes through a Yom Adin? You have a day of judgment. You don't get dressed like you're going to a chatuna. You get dressed like Rahman and son is Avelutir. How is it that on Rosh Hashanah, the day that everybody is going to get judged, everybody is going to be faced with a judge, they dress so beautifully and they eat, they drink, there is a din of Yom Tov, that you have to have meat, you have to have wine, you get to eat the best food that you can. What's going on here? And the Gemara says, why? לפי שיודעים שהקדוש ברוך הוא יעשה להם נס. Because these people know that Hashem is going to make a miracle for them. What's going on? What does that mean? How do they know? If they know that Hashem is going to make a miracle, then just stay home. Why are you going to shul for? Why are you blowing shofar? Why are you going through all this mess and preparation and shofar and salichot and all this preparation for what? If you know that Hashem is going to make a miracle for you, then that's fine, beautiful. Stay home and just eat and drink and be happy. What do we need all this for? So the Gemara, it says, "V'katav mikan teshuva lemitanim b'rosh Hashanah." The Gemara goes on and says, "That's the reason." The question is, what does this Gemara mean? A miracle, when Hashem does miracles, miracles is something that is not natural. Miracle is something that is not shelo bederech teva. Is something is out of nature. How is Hashem is going to make a miracle here? What is the shelo bederech teva here is? What is the miracle is out of nature? What I want to tell you, this Gemara is a tremendous Gemara, and if you understand this Gemara, we understand how to go through this the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, and we understand also how to get prepared for Rosh Hashanah. Because what this Gemara is telling us exactly how to deal with Rosh Hashanah. This is what the Gemara is trying to tell us. How? There's a Gemara. Gemara tells us, Masechet Berachot, Amar le Rapapa le Abaye. Rapapa said to Abaye, Mai shena rishonim deitrachesh lehu nisa, umai shena anan dela mitrachesh lan nisa. Rapapa said to Abaye, he said, let me ask you a question, Abaye. Why dorot arishonim? Why the previous generations Hashem did miracles for them? And for us, Hashem doesn't do miracles. Amale, Rapapa said, Abaye said, Kamai masri nafshin al kedushat Hashem, anan lo masri nafshin al kedushat Hashem. So Rabbi answered Rapapa, he said, the reason is because the previous generation, they gave their life for sanctifying Hashem's name. We don't have that kedushat Hashem. What does this Gemara means? Does it really mean that Kiddush Hashem means that you have to get killed for Hashem? Does it really mean that you have to get slaughtered because Hashem says, somebody says something against Hashem, you come and you really slaughter yourself for Hashem? Is that what the Gemara means? No, that's not what the Gemara means. Gemara means like this. The Gemara continues and it gives examples of what is the Kiddush Hashem that Abaye means. The Gemara says like this. There was once somebody had a sha'atnez. The clothing ground was sha'atnez. And he came in the middle of the street and took it out because it was sha'atnez. You are not allowed to have sha'atnez on. And the Gemara said, En etza, en chokma, ve'en tevula, can I get Hashem? If something is wrong, you got to stop it right there. It doesn't make any difference. Where are you? Who are you in front of? And what's going on? So I want to tell you a story. Rabbi Eliashiv said the story about Rav Ovadia Yosef. So it's unbelievable. Somebody went to Rabbi Eliashiv and said, now tell me a story, because Rabbi Eliashiv knew Rav Ovadia Yosef since they're young kids. He said, you could say whatever you want, that Rav Ovadia Yosef is a Gaon Ador, Talmid Chacham, Posek, everything. But I want to tell you one thing. He said one time when Rav Ovadia Yosef was a young man, he was walking the streets of Yerushalayim, there are some boys, they wanted to play games with him. They went to him and they said to him, I think you are wearing a sha'atnez. I think your jacket, your shirt is sha'atnez. He said the minute that he heard, he started taking off his clothing in the middle of the street. So Rav Eliashiv said, this is the Irat Shamayim of Rav Ovadia Yosef. So then they saw that really is Ben Bet, he does it. They stopped him right there. This is what Irat Shamayim is. What the Gemara said? Gemara said that En Etza, En Chokhma, En Tevuna, Kenegadashim, something is wrong, you stop right there. This is what the Gemara means by Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, when sanctifying Hashem's name, doesn't mean that you have to Hashem Yerachem, that you should not be in that situation, that you get, somebody's going to put a gun in our head, said, either you worship Hashem, worship Avodah Zarah, you say, no, I'm going to worship Hashem, kill me. That's not what the Gemara means. Gemara means there are certain things that you have to do because it is the right thing to do, even though it may not be popular. That's what Kiddush Hashem means. Kiddush Hashem means there are things in life that we have to do not known to everybody, especially in Atlanta, Georgia. There are things that we have to do, it's not popular here, but that's the halacha. That's what Kiddush Hashem means. Kiddush Hashem means that we have to turn around and change the teva. Each one of us, we have a nature. We have a nature of doing certain things. To change a teva, to change a nature of a person, is the hardest thing that a person can do. To change that, that's a Kiddush Hashem. That's what Kiddush Hashem is, when Gemara says you have to do make Kiddush Hashem. There was once people gathered around, you know, this fellow was walking on a thin rope. You know, these guys, they perform, they walk on a thin rope, they go back and forth, and everybody standing there and clapping for him. When he came down, everybody gathered around him, said, when you went this way, it was beautiful. When you came back, that was also beautiful. Which way was the hardest? When you went was the hardest, or when you came back was the hardest? He said the both was the same. The hardest part was return. That's what the hardest part is. When a person has to turn around, that's the hardest thing a person can do. That's what the nisayon, the test of the person is. The test is that you come, you turn around. I was doing this, now I got to do something else. That's where the nisayon, the test of a human being is. And this is what this Gemara is talking about. The Gemara said how the Jews are relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're getting dressed beautifully, they're taking a haircut, they're shaving, they're eating meat, they're drinking wine. It is Yom Adin. How can they do this? The Gemara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu trachesh lahem nes. Hashem is going to make a nest for them. How can he make a nest? Do you know how? Because when you do something shelo bederech hateva, Hashem is going to do something shelo bederech hateva also. What are you doing as shelo bederech hateva? When somebody, as a Yom Adin, is sitting around and eating meat and is happy, it's not teva. It's against your nature to do something like that. If you are willing to do against your nature something, sitting there, eating and taking a haircut and shaving and eating food and putting a new clothing on, oh, it's Yom Adin. How could you? If somebody puts you in a room, said, you know what, you are going to be judged today, what's going to happen to you this day? What would you do? Would you sit there and eat food and be happy? No. But that's exactly what Hashem wants you to do. You get to do something totally against what you believe in. If you do that, then Hashem is going to do this, exactly the same thing for you. That's what the Gemara means. This is Rav Glinsky says that. It's an unbelievable idea. So you do something that you don't believe. You say, it's very hard. How can I bring myself to do this? How can I bring myself to eat and drink and be happy and really be a Yom Tov for me if I have so much in my head? But you got to do it. That this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. He wants you to do something that is against, it's not me. Turn around. Do something that's against your nature. There's a beautiful Midrash Shmuel on Pirkei Avot. Says like this. The Pirkei Avot says, Ben Zoma Omer, Eizu Chacham Alomed Mikol Adam. Who is considered a Chacham? Person that learns from everybody. Eizu Gibor, who is Gibor, who is strong? A Kovesh Et Yisro. Person that is able to conquer the Tzerara. Eizu Ashir, a Sameach V'Chelko. Who is wealthy? Person is happy with what they have. So the Midrash Shmuel asks, so why the Mishnah telling us who is that? Who is the Chacham? And then gives an answer. Just tell me, Chacham is somebody that learns from everybody. Who the wealthy person is that is happy what they have, right? And who is the Gibor? The strong person is a person that is able to conquer the Tzarara. Why do you have to ask a question and answer? Just say it, then make a statement. He says, when the Gemara tells us that before a person is born, Hashem decides that you are going to be strong or you're going to be gibor or chalash. Hashem is going to make a decision. You're going to be strong or you're going to be weak. Hashem is going to make a decision. You're going to be a chacham or tipesh. That's not up to us. It's up to Hashem. You're going to be a genius or you're going to be stupid, right? Ani or ashir. Are you going to be poor or rich? That's all. Is this Hashem decides all that, right? Now, the reason Midrash said the Mishnah tells us that because you are, even though that Hashem decided that, you are allowed to change. You could change it. How could you change it? Eizu chacham. If you learn alomed mikol adam, then you could change the decision that Hashem made already for you. Who is the Ashir? Not because Hashem decided already, because you are able to change. Do you want to be Ashir? Then do something about it. How? Turn around, do something, move. That's what Ashirut is. The idea of being Chacham or being Ashir or being the other one or Gibor, all three of them, even though that Hashem decided, you are able to change it and turn it around if you do something about it. Why? Is midah? Can I get midah? Is measurement for measure? If a person is able to say, I'm turning around and I'm willing to do something about it, Hashem also is going to do exactly the same thing for you, and is going to change the teva. You change the nature, Hashem is going to change the nature also for you. And this is the message of Rosh Hashanah. Number one thing that the person needs to do on Rosh Hashanah is you change, you turn around, and you take few things and you say, I was doing this even though it's so difficult for me, but I'm going to move around, turn around. I'm going to make a U-turn. That U-turn is the hardest thing that you can do. By making that U-turn is a tremendous result could come out of this. That's the pshat in the Gemara. It's a tremendous idea if you pay attention and really think how you could get the Kodosh Baruch Hu to make a nes. And this is what the Gemara means, that it's Kiddush Hashem. This is what Kiddush Hashem means. Kiddush Hashem is not about putting our life in danger. Kiddush Hashem is about how can I make a difference, how can I change, how can I make a U-turn, and doesn't make a difference. Is it popular or is it not popular? Does it make sense to people or doesn't make sense? Who cares? Is this right or is this wrong? Is it according to halakha or is it not according to halakha? What do I care what people are going to think? The important thing to us is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to think. What Shulchan Aruch thinks. That's what the important thing is. And that's the decision that we have to make. So I want to give you three things that think about these three ideas that maybe something we could do to turn to make it different and turn around. One of the biggest yetzer hara that we have It makes no difference how many books you read about it, how many tapes you're going to hear about it, how many lectures you're going to hear about it. The Yetzirah is still there. And that's the Yetzirah, speaking for Shonara. It makes no difference. And how many campaigns you are going to have about it. Still, the Yetzirah, speaking for Shonara, is still there. So that one of the things is to come and say, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara from tomorrow. That's baloney. You know it's baloney. I know it's baloney. It's not going to happen. Right? Everybody is going to speak Lashon Hara. Just going to say something that doesn't make sense. So one thing that we can do is, if we say to ourselves, half an hour a day, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. And this designate that half an hour or an hour a day, no matter what happens, and that half an hour, an hour, you are not going to speak Lashon Hara. That's it. It doesn't mean the rest of the day you are allowed to talk Lashon Hara. It doesn't mean that. It means that at least that half an hour, no matter what happens, no matter if anybody calls, no matter if it's emergency, it doesn't make any difference. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. That's the Kiddush Hashem. That's the turning around. Number two. Another thing that people have the biggest etzerara for, and it could look put up a lot of signs, and it could say a lot of lectures, it could say a lot of things. Speaking in the synagogue. People come to the shul and they speak. They talk. They come to daven, obviously, but they have a lot of other things to talk about also. We have to make that at least we say to ourselves, I'm not going to tell you. If you tell yourself, I'm not going to speak, again, it's not going to happen. Everybody's going to speak. At least we could say to ourselves, if I need to speak to somebody, I go outside. Just say that. If somebody comes to me and wants to talk to you, take her outside and talk to her outside. Should not be in the synagogue. You know the famous Gerer Rebbe. The Gerer Rebbe said, and the Baba Sali also said the same thing. Said the reason Holocaust did not happen to Sephardim was because in Morocco they were so happy not to talk in the synagogue. That was the Dabarich, the one thing that saved Sephardi Jews from Holocaust. The Gerer Rebbe said that. And this is, people, we take it very lightly. This, I think, I'm not saying only women, the men have bigger problem than women. But everybody has problems with this. When they come to shul, they see each other, they didn't see each other all week, they want to talk. Take at least that responsibility on ourselves. If somebody wants to talk to you during davening, I'm talking about only during davening, somebody wants to talk to you, take them outside. Number three. If each one of us, I know that we don't have, the women have no obligation of Limud HaTorah, learning Torah. But the Chafetz Chaim says that Chafetz Chaim wrote the letter to the women, to the Benot of Bet Yaakov, 1930s. He said that the women have an obligation to learn their laws and halachot also. Every woman should learn Torah half an hour a day. Learn something. Learn stories. But at least you are connected to something, to get a musar. The women also have an obligation to have Irat Shamayim. Irat Shamayim is not only for men. To have a God-fearing human beings, it applies to everybody. Learn half an hour a day from Mesilat Sharim. There are several Chavetz Chaim, there are several Chovat HaLevavot, there are so many different Sefarim in English, in Hebrew, in French, whatever language you want to learn. There are so many different ways today. Listen to tapes. There are tapes that you could even go online and listen to half an hour a day. Even though that you are not obligated, you are not mechuyav, but we have an obligation to be Yirei Shamayim. That we have an obligation. How? How are we going to do it? There is no way of doing it without learning and be connected to Torah. There is no way. And you have to be somehow be connected to this. Either through learning or through tapes or through shiurim or through something. You can't learn anything, say Tehillim, half an hour. Say something. That's the three things. All three things are very hard. Forget about women. For the men to make half an hour a day to learn is like Kriyat Yam Suf. Right? At least half an hour a day. These three things that I said is a net. If you turn around and you do something about it, you are making a difference. You are doing something, changing your teva, changing your nature, and Hashem also is going to change the nature. Is midah? Can I get midah? This is what Hashem wants. He wants us to do something, and He's going to do something also for us. That's number one. Number two, the way that we are going to daven. You'll see how should a person daven every day, especially on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So I want to give you a different idea. How do we learn how to daven bichlal all together? Let's take an example of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, from all the Nevi'im Melachim that we had, he had the hardest life. People wanted to kill him. They wanted to destroy him. He was chased all his life. And every time he thought that he saved, another problem came about. But let's look at Tehillim. How did David HaMelech daven? When David HaMelech was faced with all these problems, what did he say? You don't find one time that David HaMelech says in his tefillot, Hashem, please give me a parnasa. I need money, I need food, I need clothing, I need car, nothing! All he says, Achat sha'alti me'et Hashem, ota avakesh. I have one thing I'm asking Hashem, this is what I want from you, Hashem. Shifti bebet Hashem kol limei chayai. Lachazot benoam Hashem ulvaker behechalo. That's all it says. So I want to sit in the house of Hashem and I want to look at you. That's all David HaMelech daven for. He did not daven for anything that he was looking for. And we say to ourselves, David HaMelech, what is David HaMelech? I'm not David HaMelech. That's not true. David HaMelech had problems that we can't even imagine what problem is. We think we have problems. David HaMelech had, if you read the history, the life of David HaMelech, tzarot, serurot, problems, suffering that David HaMelech had, nobody else had. And how did David HaMelech didn't sit there and say, Hashem, what did I do wrong? Please give me this, please give me food, give me refuah shelema, give me parnasa, give me car, give me wagon, give me nothing. All he said is what I want you to do. And how, what Hashem do? Hashem listened to his tefillot. And he became David HaMelech Israel. What is the catch here? What's the catch that we have to learn from David HaMelech tefillot? So if you read the Shemon Esrei every day, we say Ata chonen la'adam da'ad umlamele enosh bina v'chonenu meitecha chokhba bina v'da'ad. Right? We say Hashem Ata chonen la'adam, you gave us that, you gave us thoughts, you gave us brains. For what? Why Hashem gave us brain for? To make money? To be successful in Wall Street? To become good doctors? No. What is the continuation? Ata chonen la'adam lamen enosh bina v'chonenu meitecha chokhma bina v'da'at. The only reason Hashem gave us this is because I want to learn chokhma. I want to be connected to you. Baruch ata Hashem chonen la'adat. Next, Hashemenu avinu le'toratecha. Hashem bring us back. For what? To your Torah. Nothing about the Parnasa, nothing about else, nothing about anything. The old Tefillah, the old Shemon Esrei is how we should get closer to Hashem. That's what the Tefillah is about. This is what the Tefillah that the person should say on Rosh Hashanah. If all our focus of our Tefillot On Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is about us. Why Hashem should care? We are going to Kroger to have a shopping list here. What are we doing? We have a whole piece of paper written, Hashem, I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that. Well, Hashem doesn't know that we want this and we want that. What are we davening for? What's the purpose of davening? One thing that we have to do, put yourself out of the picture. Don't just think about yourself. Get somebody else that has the problem, daven for them. Because once you get yourself out of the picture and care about somebody else, Hashem is going to do middah, and again, not going to care about you. But if all you care about yourself, nobody else exists, why Hashem should care about you? Hashem is going to say, you're taking care of yourself anyway. Why do I need me to take care of you? When we make bakashot, when we have a wish list, the wish list, listen to the tefillah, everybody benches their kids on Erev Yom Kippur. Pay attention to that tefillah. What is that tefillah says? Yehi rason min lifnei avinu shebashamayim, sheiten belebecha ahavato ve'irato. We daven to Hashem, say to you, your, my son, my daughter, Hashem should give you his love and his fear. ותהיה יראת השם על פניך כל ימי חייך. That you should have יראת שמיים all your life. There is nothing in that tefillah about the gashmiut. There is nothing about that tefillah that your parnasa should be good, you should go to college, should get A's, and you should have the very nice job, and you should get 6 figure salary. There's nothing about that. There's nothing about this tefillah. When you bench your children, you are not benching them with anything that they want in this world. This is the tefillah we need to daven for ourselves also. Don't just daven to Hashem for this tefillah. You need to daven the same thing. That Hashem, I'm asking you to help me to have to get closer to you. How can I get closer to you? Because you get it. Cut everything else, get to the source, get to the foundation. What should I do to get closer to you? Therefore we have two things. One is, don't just focus on yourself. You leave yourself out of the equation. Think about somebody else. When we daven, we are talking about ourselves already. But we need to have something with it. This is what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech said, all I want, Hashem, get close to you. That's all I want. The tefillah of a Jew should be tefillat HaMelech. That you should daven like a Melech, like David HaMelech. Tefillah, we learn from how to daven, we learn how to daven from David HaMelech, from nobody else. There was once a Maise, there was a Hasidish Rebbe, you know, the Hasidim, they have Shrimals. The Shrimals are very expensive. Was once this, the Hasidim came to shul on Kol Nidre night, they all came with their Shrimals and they put it down in the back and they went to pick it up. All the Shrimals were gone. They're very expensive. Somebody came and stole everything. They came to the Rebbe, they said, no, all the Shrimals are gone. You need to do something. You know who stole it. He said that probably the head ganav, the head hunter in the city, the head robber in the city, sold this. Go bring him in. He says, they bring him in. The Rebbe said, I want you to get all your guys, bring all the shrimals back. The ganav looks at the Rebbe, he says, if my guys stole your shrimals, by end of the day it's going to be here. But if any of you, anybody from your side stole it, you have to get it back. So the Rebbe said, fine. So the Ganav goes to his guys and said, then he comes back and says, my guys have nothing to do with this. Nobody stole the Shrimals. So the Rebbe said, Mistama, somebody here stole the Shrimals. I gotta find it. So the Rebbe said to his Gabbai, he said, I want you to go tell everybody to write a capital. The Rebbe's, you don't talk to them. You write down what you want and the Rebbe looks at it and answers you. That's the way the Rebbe's work. So I want everybody to write a capital, after Yom Tov, talking not on Yom Kippur, after Yom Tov, everybody writes a thing and they come to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe reads it and tells them. He goes through all the capitals, and the guy comes in, the Yassale comes in. The Rebbe says, "You are the Ganav, bring all the Shtraimals back." All the Hasidim said, "The Rebbe has the Ruach HaKodesh." So the Rebbe said, "I'm not Ruach HaKodesh." He said, "How did you know this guy sold the Shtraimals?" He said, "When I read the capitals, everybody is asking, I want to be able to daven better, I want to learn better, I want to have connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This guy only wrote, how can I make more money, what business I need to invest more, all he cares is about this world. He has no connection to anything else. If the all is, his intentions are that how to make money, how to become more successful, somebody like that is capable to do anything. If we, that's all we want, that's all we are caring for, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We have to look at beyond that. You have to go look more and find out what is it. How can I, what can I focus on that through that I could get everything else that I want? And the way to do it is put myself out. I'm not thinking only about myself, thinking about somebody else. Let's take one person. Your friend, your neighbor, somebody that you know they are in need. Daven for them. That's what we have to do. Daven, don't daven for the daven for them. And the another thing is that daven to HaKadosh, daven for Ruchniot, not only Gashmiot. You are allowed to daven for Gashmiot also. You are allowed to daven for your Parnassah and health and everything else. But not only that. The focus should be and how I can be connected to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the focus. That's number two. Number three, we are going to read this week's parasha. Atem nisavim ayom kulechem lifnei Hashem Elokechem. Rashechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, Kol Ish Israel. The Torah tells us that you are standing in front of Hashem, and the Torah tells us, Rashechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, Kol Ish Israel. And it tells us in detail. Your head, your normal guy, the guy that is a Nasi, it tells us each one by themselves. Why the Torah needs to tell us all that? Why the Torah doesn't say Atem Nisabim Ayom Kulechem Lifnei Hashem? Atem means all of you, means it doesn't matter where you're from. You're all standing in front of Hashem. Why the Torah tells us in details? Why the Torah tells us Tapecha, Neshecha, Vegercha, your wife, your kids, your converts, everybody? Why? The Bisrael Slanter says the reason is because each one have a different way to connect to Hashem. You don't say, you know what, I want to daven the way that so and so davens. I want to connect to Hashem the way they do it. That's the biggest mistake. Hashem wants you the way you are, and the way, the language that you can talk, and the way you act, that's the way Hashem wants you to be connected to Him. Doesn't want you to be like somebody else. He wants to be like you. That's why the Tatem Nisayon Kulechem, everybody is different. When somebody is a businessman, talks differently. Somebody is a lawyer, talks differently. Somebody is a garbage collector, talks differently. Each one have a different way of communicating with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what we have to pay attention to. I am, each one of us, we have to be able to say, how can I talk to Hashem? There was Rabbi Israel Slanter had a Talmud. The Talmud's name was Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, and he said, he went to Rabbi Israel Slanter, he said, if I had the head of Shagatariyeh, Shagatariyeh was the Gaon HaGaonim. was the biggest Talmid Chacham ever lived. He said, if I had the head of Shai Gatariye, and if I had the lev of Yesod Yeshor Shvavodah, Yesod Shvavodah was a sefer, Sefer Musar, it's unbelievable. He said, I had the heart of Yesod Yeshor Shvavodah, the et amidot, and I had the character traits of Rabbi Israel Salanter, then I would be unbelievable. Rabbi Israel Salanter looks at him and said, Hashem wants you to have your middah, your head, and your heart. You have to work with what you got and produce with what you got. Not because if I had this and this and that, I would be this. This is what you got, and be what you have, and work with what you have, and become through what you have, and be something. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Now, there is a Gemara. There's a Gemara which is very hard to understand, this Gemara. It's a famous Gemara. The Gemara said that there was Ani, somebody's poor, went to Shamayim, and Hashem asked him, why didn't you learn Torah? He said, I didn't have time to learn. I have to make money, I have to work, I didn't have time to learn. And Hashem says to him, are you worse than Hillel? Hillel also was poor, but he had time, became Hillel. And then somebody else comes, somebody that was Ashir, he was a wealthy man, and he said, Hashem said, why didn't you learn Torah? He said, I was Ashir, I had so much business to take care of, I couldn't learn. And Hashem looks at him and said, were you worse than Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma? Ben Chasom, you worse than him? He also was Ashir. Somebody else comes. And so Hashem said, why didn't you learn Torah? He said, I had so much etzerar, I couldn't do it. So Hashem said, were you worse than Yosef HaSadiq? And when you look at this Gemara, I said, Hashem is comparing us. Hashem is comparing us to Hillel, Hashem is comparing us to Yosef HaSadiq, Hashem is comparing us to Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma. How can we be like them? Impossible. From one time we say, the Torah tells us each one of you are, you have to be yourself. Another thing we see from here, that no, Hashem is going to compare us to all these gedolim. Why didn't you do like that? The answer is that Hashem is going to tell you see yourself as Sadiq, you see Hillel, and you see Abed Azam and Chasma, you see all these people, look at them and be who you supposed to be. Look at them and learn, how can you be yourself? That's what this Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't, not telling us you have to become like Hillel, if not you are nobody. The Gemara is not telling us if you are not like Yosef HaSadiq, you are nothing. The Gemara is not telling us if you are not like Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, you are nothing. Gemara said, look at them, you see where they come, how they became to be, you become like them. That's what the Gemara is telling us. And if a person is able to do that, another thing that you see from this, Hashem is going to make miracle for you also. But there is a Gemara, there's a beautiful Midrash. The Midrash says, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa saw that all his town, the people from his city, everybody at Nedarim ben Nedavo, they took korbanot, they took money and animals and everything to Yerushalayim. He says, I can't do it. I don't have money. I don't even have shoes. I don't have any food to eat. How am I going to take korbanot to Yerushalayim? And he said, he went to the desert, and he saw Eben Achad, the Midrash said, he saw one stone sitting in the middle of the Midbar. And he sat down and he said, if one day I go to Yerushalayim, I'm going to take this stone and take it to Beit HaMikdash. While he was sitting there and looking at this piece of stone, five people came up to him and he said to him, do you want us to take this stone to Yerushalayim for you? He said, Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, yes. He said, give us chamisha selaim, give us five selaim, five, a lot of money those days, and we'll take this stone for you to Yerushalayim. He said, I don't have that, but I could help you. He said, okay, come help us. He said, picked up the thing, and the Midrash says, he turned around and he was sitting in Yerushalayim. And the ten, I don't know, where are these five guys? There's no five, five, there's nobody there. And they told him it was Malachi Ashore that helped him. The Midrash says that if you really want to do, you have to do what you do. What you do. If you act the way you're supposed to act, and be yourself. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. This is what I can do, and I'm going to do the best I can do. And Hashem is going to make a miracle for you to be like anybody else that you want to be. But we have to perform the way that we're supposed to perform. We have to be the best that we can be. We have to become the best that we can become. And through that, we are able to accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish. So therefore, we see from here that the things that we need to focus on Rosh Hashanah, our tefillot, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is a few things. One thing is that when we daven, don't just daven for yourself. Don't just be focusing on yourself. Focus on somebody else also. Focus on a mishpacha. Focus on a friend. Focus on somebody that you don't even know. Get somebody and say, I'm going to daven for that person this year. And second thing is, when you daven, you don't daven only for gashmiot. Don't just daven for worldly things, material things. Daven for something that the main thing is, how can I get closer to you, Hashem? Show me the way that I could get closer to you, and if I get closer to you, I could do so much. Second, we have to be able to turn, to make a U-turn. To make a U-turn on everything in life is impossible. It's impossible for a person to change overnight and to turn around. It's impossible. But what we can do, take small things, something, and even the smallest thing, take it to the smallest thing. So I said three things we could work on. One, take an hour a day, half an hour a day, whatever your koach is, to take an amount of time during the day that I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara under any circumstances. Number two, when I come to shul to daven, I'm not going to speak to anybody that has nothing to do with davening. You want to talk? Take them outside, talk outside. Number three, learn every day half an hour. Whichever of this, either or three of them or one of those three, take something and work on that and apply it to yourself, see how far you could get. Another thing we can do, don't compare yourself to somebody else. Don't say, if I would be so and so, I would do so and so, or I would be so and so. Hashem doesn't care about that. All Hashem wants, you are so and so, and how can you be so and so? That's all Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to be who you are and perform the best you can based on who you are and what your background is. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and this is what we have to focus on. And if we do that, our tefillot is going to be tremendously different than this year. It's going to be different tefillot. We are a different ball game. Then we understand what the Gemara says. It's Rachesh Lahem Nes. So this Gemara, for years I didn't understand what this Gemara says. Then I saw Rav Glinsky talk about this. It's eye-opening. Because this is what the Gemara means, that Hashem is going to do a Nes for us. He does a Nes because you do a Nes. You do something that is out of this world. You do something as Shelo Bederech HaTeva. Because when you do something that is not natural, Hashem is going to do something that's not natural also. Hashem should help us, that we should have this Shana Tova, and should have all of us to be the Katev Chatem Sefer Chaim Tovim. Shalom Amen.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.